DHS releases 7.9K illegal aliens into U.S. in 8 days, 185K released in 5 months. By John Binder on May 22, 2019. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released about 7,900 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States in the past 8 days, federal data confirms. Catch and release totals obtained by Breitbart News reveal that between May 14 and May 21, DHS has released about 7,900 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S. This indicates that about 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released every day over the past week by federal officials. The catch and release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with the hope that they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. Today, there are anywhere between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Over the last 8 days, the 7,900 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. were mostly dropped off in the El Paso, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona regions. For example, in the last week, El Paso has been forced to absorb 3,500 border crossers and illegal aliens, while Phoenix has had to take 1,900 border crossers and illegal aliens. Meanwhile, 1,800 border crossers and illegal aliens were released in San Antonio, Texas, and 700 were released in San Diego, California. In total, in the last 5 months, 185,500 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released by DHS into the interior of the country. The plurality, 71,000, has been released in San Antonio, while about 65,000 have been released in El Paso since December 21, 2018. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach has exclusively detailed at Breitbart News 3 executive actions the Trump administration and DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration court hearings can be quickly heard. Kobach has also warned that wage hikes for America's blue-collar and working class will not continue if illegal immigration levels continue soaring. At DHS's current rate, more than 37,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are released into the interior of the U.S. every month, and more than 9,000 are being released every week. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants, with the overwhelming majority, nearly 70%, coming through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign nationals to the country. The mass inflow of legal immigrants is in addition to the hundreds of illegal aliens who are added to the U.S. population annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.